Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Let's read together this one of the scriptures that we've been reading in this series, Matthew 11:3 in the New Living Translation. Are you? We've been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else? Yeah, don't ask somebody that question, because they are not the one. That question was asked to Jesus by John the Baptist. All right, let's read from Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Almighty Lord is with me, because the Lord has anointed me to deliver good news to humble people. He has sent me to heal those who are brokenhearted, to announce that captives will be set free and prisoners will be released. He has sent me to announce the year of the Lord's goodwill and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all those who grieve. He has sent me to provide for all those who grieve in Zion, to give them crowns instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of tears of grief, and clothes of praise instead of a spirit of weakness. Amen? I want to begin by just saying thank you so much to every one of you. Parents, you have outdone yourselves. Yani, I know we sent you a lot of reminders to practice, 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 and you did it. Thank you. Thank you for all the good work you do to help us put together this service. Come on, let's hear it for the parents. Thank you. Thank you so much. We want to appreciate as well, creative arts dancers who really helped us with the move. I know Wilba wants to take credit for one of those moves, but really it's people like Domi and Awinja and Martin and Rose. Thank you, guys. We don't take it for granted that you show up, of course, under the instruction of your leadership, and you come and help us to prepare. Asanteni sana. And I want to recognize another person whom you haven't seen here on stage, but who is so much the backbone of everything that happens in Kids House at Lighthouse, and that's Miss Catherine. Miss Catherine, I don't know where she is, but she's probably still out there running around. We want to say thank you, Catherine. I tell you, she's a woman with such a spirit of excellence and such a blessing to our children. So through the ages, many waited for the Messiah. Many waited. And we've been talking about this. Many asked, questioned, speculated who he would be and how he would come and what he would do. That was the great expectation for the nation of Israel before the Messiah came. Matthew 11:3, John the Baptist asked Jesus, "Are you the Messiah we've been expecting? Or should we keep looking for someone else?" He was already seeing, the way things are looking, this one looks like the Messiah. And believe you me, it took revelation for him to see the signs of the Messiah in this person that they were calling the son of Joseph and the Nazarene. But John looked at him and he knew this one is the Messiah. Amen? But he was having a moment of doubt there and he said to him, "Are you the Messiah that we've been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else?" So who is this Messiah? What does scripture say about him? This month, we've been answering the question, who is the Messiah? Isaiah 61, 1 to 3, some of my most favorite scriptures as far as Christmas is concerned and as far as the gospel is concerned. A proclamation of who the Messiah would be. It's really what you would call in literature a soliloquy, which is like a poem of a person talking about themselves. But in this poem, it's not exactly clear who this person is. And so What I love is that when the Messiah came, when Jesus came and he entered into the synagogue, at the time when it was his turn to read the word, he opened the scriptures, and that is recorded in the book of Luke, and he read the very same scriptures. The Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says he read what was written about him. The Spirit of the Almighty Lord is with me, because the Lord has anointed me to deliver good news to the humble people. He has sent me to heal those who are brokenhearted, to announce that captives will be set free and prisoners will be released. He has sent me to announce the year of the Lord's goodwill and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all those who grieve. He has sent me to provide for all those who grieve in Zion, to give them crowns instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of tears of grief, and clothes of praise instead of a spirit of weakness. Don't you love that word? They will be called oaks of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, so that they might display his glory. Now today, as we look at those scriptures, we see that Isaiah, in painting the picture of a Messiah, gave us stronger and more vivid strokes that made it a lot clearer who the Messiah would be and what the Messiah would look like in his prophecy. He said the Messiah would be the one who would deliver good news to the poor. Yeah, so let's begin there and look through the passage and see who the Messiah is. Here's number one. Who is the Messiah? The Messiah came to deliver good news to the poor. The poor are the afflicted. The poor are those with great felt needs. Do you sometimes feel poor in a particular area? God has come to deliver good news to you. He has come to enrich your life. He has come to meet your need. He has come to lift up your hope. You know, there's nothing like having a need and then having no hope that that need will ever be met. Jesus comes to lift up your hope. There's a better future for you, for he knows the plans he has for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. The poor were the first to be mentioned in Isaiah in this prophecy of the Messiah. And it's awesome that when Jesus was born, the first to be announced to the news of his birth were the very poor of the poor. Shepherds out in the fields. You know, it's a lot harder for the good things that are with the rich to come down to the poor. Have you noticed that the rich of the world tend to keep their things to themselves, with a little sharing here and there? But Jesus brought the news first to the poor, and then the news can go up to everyone that needs it. Amen? Come on, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, he came to heal those who are brokenhearted. Maybe you're ending the year, this year, 2024, disappointed, feeling rejected. Maybe you're ending the year, you know in your heart you need healing. He has come to heal you. Brothers and sisters, healing is here. Amen? He has come to heal your wounded heart. He has come to bandage up where the bad news or the rejection or the disappointment has left you bruised, has left you sore, has left you wounded. He has come to bind you up and heal you up inside. The Messiah is your healer. Amen? The Messiah brings the good news of healing. Number three, he is to announce, or he is announcing, that captives will be set free and that prisoners will be released. I love that. Who is the captive? The captive is that person that's been bound up by a bad habit, or bound up by addiction, or bound up by cycles of bad things happening in their lives. You know, this line that is here in these scriptures paints the picture of the year of Jubilee. It calls to mind the year of Jubilee in the nation of Israel, where every 50 years, God had decreed or had commanded them to celebrate the year of Jubilee, and the trumpet would sound and it would be declared there would be freedom for all the slaves, and that the land will take a rest, and the cycles of the land will be broken in that time, so that there would no longer be any planting and tending and harvesting in the way we know it. In that year of Jubilee, rest was declared upon the land, and the cycles of activity were broken so that people could enter into a season of rest. Today, there is an announcement from the only one who has the authority to proclaim it. And that announcement is that there's freedom from the shackles that have bound you up. No matter the shackles, no matter the fear in your life, no matter the curse in your life, no matter the addictions in your life, no matter the debilitating attitudes in your life, the announcement is that the shackles are broken. Amen? And the cycles are broken. Sometimes it seems like you get free and then you go right back into the same thing. But in this Christmas season, can we just declare that the Messiah has come, that cycle may be broken in your life and in your family's life. Amen? And not just for you. My brothers and sisters, the captives around you, the family members that are lost in sin, their shackles and their cycles are broken. Amen? The friends that are far from the Lord, they too have freedom today. And this is not just every 50 years that we experience this. Because the Messiah has come, you can lay claim to that freedom any day and at any time, because that is what he came to do. Amen? Amen. Every day, his mercies are new every morning. The Messiah brings true hope for freedom. Number four, to announce the year of the Lord's goodwill and the day of our God's vengeance. I love that. Do you guys hear the favor that God has bestowed upon you in those scriptures? God announces goodwill towards us. God announces favor towards us. He wants to bless you. You know, the layman said to Jesus, if you are willing, you will make me whole. And Jesus said, I am willing. Be whole. Amen. God wants to bless you. We are not here to beg in prayer. The Messiah has come. We are to walk in our promise and to be confident in his favor and his goodwill and vengeance. Now, vengeance may not sound like the good news we are waiting for, but it gives us rest. Don't you just love rest? It gives us rest and assurance that God is just. He's a just God. It should give us peace to know that God is not going to let the unjust get away with it. God keeps good records. So just leave the wicked to him. You don't worry about it. Vengeance is his. Number five, to comfort all those who grieve. God is a God of comfort. The Messiah brings comfort. He is the comforter. Maybe you've ended the year mourning. You have experienced great loss. A person maybe has passed away. You're experiencing the loss of relationship. Even the loss of job and work can bring a lot of grief in our lives. During the holidays, we want to encourage you, spend time with the Lord and open up your heart for Christ to pour in the healing balm that you need. Let him put you back together. Let God repair what is broken. Let him restore you. Don't let the season pass you by without giving Jesus the time to heal you inside and bring comfort to you. Amen? Don't seek solace in empty festivities. Don't seek solace in lame associations with people. Don't throw yourself into meaningless activity. Seek his face. Amen? Seek his face. You know, my heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. The psalmist said, one thing have I desired, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. We encourage you, find a good plan that has scriptures about healing, find one from YouVersion and follow that diligently and allow the Lord to speak to you. Amen? Number six, to provide for all those who grieve in Zion. So God, the Messiah, is not sent. He's not just coming to comfort us and to heal, and that is awesome. But he's also coming to provide. I love that. How many can use some provision in your life? The Messiah is here to provide. He's coming to restore and provide what was lost. He's coming to restore and help you in your area of particular need. He's a father to the fatherless. He's a husband to the husbandless. He's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. This is who the Messiah is. Amen? He is always there for you. Though my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will receive me. That's what the psalmist said. Amen? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Come on. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you for helping me preach. He comes to provide for you. The Messiah won't leave you in that place of lack. I have a testimony of that. Number seven, to give them crowns instead of ashes. Isn't that beautiful? He takes the poor and raises them to the point where he gives them crowns instead of ashes. Some of you will be going to shags. I know it's no longer like this that much anymore, but some people still live in huts and with ashes. God will take that person who lives among the ashes and elevate them to the point where they have a crown on their heads. How awesome is that? The Messiah is providing a crown. Beauty where there has been chaos and anguish. Authority where there has been victimization, because he's a God who brings about justice. Number eight, to give them the oil of joy. I love this. An anointing of joy instead of tears of grief. You know, in the Bible, oil signifies being set apart, being separated. He wants to set you apart with joy. Can I hear some joy in the house today? God wants to set you apart with joy. When people see you, they will see you joyful. If your year or your season has been marked by grief, by disappointment, by hurt, by heartbreak, you know, God wants to set you apart and give you joy. Get ready for joy. It's time for joy. We declare that the season is changing and this is the season of miracles. It's time for joy. Amen. And finally, to give them clothes of praise instead of a spirit of weakness. Wow. God covers you. God surrounds you. He has a garment for you to cover you with. And those clothes, you know, a garment is something that people can see on you. They can see that God has done something in your life. It's a witness. It's a testimony. They see the joy. They see the crown. They see the healing. They see the provision. They see that garment of praise, and they know that God is in your life. They know that God has transformed you. They know you're not walking alone. You're a testimony of the presence and the goodness of God. Amen? This is what it means that the Messiah is coming or has come. You know, the Messiah is coming to give you back your song, give you back your dance. Wow, covering you with joy, with rest, with provision, a visible testimony. The Bible says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He's coming to restore your praise, your reason to praise. Church, what do you have the need of today? Haven't you realized that it's been covered by who the Messiah is? Do you see that it's been covered by who the Messiah is? Can you just lift your hand and grab that provision? Grab what God has already provided for you in the Messiah. Who is he? He is everything we need. He is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And his promises are sure. You can take his promises to the bank. You can walk out of this room full of joy and excitement and confidence that what you have heard is true and that God will come through for you. Amen? Why don't you, if you can, let's respond to what God has spoken to us today in prayer. I want you to open your mouth, even lift your hands up and embrace who the Messiah is for you. I know what particular thing that my heart has latched on, even in sharing this message. Lord, we declare that the cycles are broken. We declare freedom in the house today. Lord, we declare that healing has come. People's minds and hearts and emotions are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that provision is coming. Every need is met. Lord, we thank you that you are raising people up from the ashes. You are separating them with the oil of joy. Lord, we thank you that you are crowning them and putting upon them that garment of praise, a declaration of your goodness, a declaration of your presence. Come on, can we hear a voice of praise in the house today? Can you declare the goodness of God? Because this is who God is in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. God bless you.